some houses you have boards on the outside that lap over each other like this.
Mm-hmm. Some of them, they call it like the draft side. Draft side.
Okay. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody.
Shut the door.
And what would you call a building you used to store wood?
Fireplace wood? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I never did have one.
What about a place for storing tools?
Well, they call that too, man. Get that box and go put it in the trash. Sorry. Can't put it in the trash.
What different animals would there be on the farm, and where would people keep them? What different buildings would they have?
They wouldn't have no building. We'd keep them in a basket.
Huh?
Basket.
Uh-huh. What animals do people have?
Well, some have cows, goats, hogs, sheep.
Mm-hmm. They had sheep in this area?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever raise any sheep?
No, we didn't, but I see some white folks had some. In Nacogdoches County, but not right there.
Where would you keep hogs?
Keep them in a pen. Mm-hmm. Well, they'd run out in the opening. There wasn't no stock law then.
Mm-hmm.
But now, stock law, everything you got to keep it inside of a pasture.
Mm-hmm. What about cows?
You got to keep them in pasture.
What shelter would you have for them?
Well, you'd have barn.
Mm-hmm. Barn.
Mm-hmm. They'd come up and eat at the barn. Some have kids, some didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a sort of a makeshift fenced-in place out in the pasture?
Yeah, they'd have cut-off fences.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean cut-off?
That cut-off fence is just like this whole big block here. Now, if you didn't want to meet all over that, now, if you want to grow something on this side, you had to make a cut-off fence to keep them over there, you see.
What about a place for shutting her up so you can milk her?
Oh, that's a pen, cow pen. They call that a cow pen.
What did that look like?
Well, it's just a pen, just like this. Had a gate there, and you turn them in here and milk them. And then if you didn't, they're going to milk them the next morning, leave the cow in here and turn the calf on the outside to eat grass.
Mm-hmm. And the fenced in place around the barn where the animals can walk around?
Well, some of them had that and some of them didn't.
Mm-hmm. What'd they
call it? They call it inside of the cow pen, or they call it inside the barn, or the horse loft.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any shelters for horses?
Some didn't, some didn't.
When people had them, what would they be like?
They call it the horse loft.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And what about chickens? Where would they be kept?
Well, they'd be kept in the hen house.
Mm-hmm.
They call that the hen house.
What about a little place for shutting up baby chicks?
They call that the chicken yard, where they keep the little chicken.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Or a little sort of a house?
Yeah, sometimes it'd be a house and sometimes it'd be a chicken.
Hey, Mama,
leave that vacuum cleaner alone, Junior, and shut that door. Stephanie, go back in there and look on the telephone table in my room and bring that paper set. Let me see if Junior got some clothes on.
A little sort of box that you can keep chickens in. You call that a chicken.
They call that sometimes a little bitty coop.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And
stop, baby. Come on back over here.
You had a real good set of dishes. Your dishes would probably be made out of
china.
What would you call an egg made out of that?
Egg made out of